ladies and gentlemen, on the dawning of the eclipse, as the sun was armored with black, the world was painted with gold. From the blazing ring overhead, birthed a piece of God, a grinding light to ease ongoing agony and dread, metamorphosis into a being of wheels within wheels, found fully encrusted with eyes, all gazing into what was left of my abruptly collapsing mind. Welcome. You are listening to us on Thunderdome Metal Reviews discuss one album by Job for a Cowboy. We got Ben, David, and Tracy here. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good.
All right. This is a band I didn't really know before Tracy, and now I do know it, and it still exists. Yep. And here's an album from them.
We've officially done the full discography again. Didn't take long.
No, I thought we were missing Demonocracy. I thought there was one missing. Because I remember asking you why you left it off, because I listened to it as extra. I think we're missing one, Tracy.
You're right, Demonocracy, yeah.
Ha-ha!
The death metal, you have death metal with some of them?
Yes! I was like, why did you leave this off? That's why I remember so vividly. I'm like, this one's awesome. You were like, meh. So we should... Now I get it. I know more now. Anyway, so we should maybe circle back and do it. So this is a near completion, but I dig that album. I might pick it at some point, just to fuck with you.
Indeed.
But 10 years later, here they are. They're back.
Yep. Fifth studio album released on February 23rd, 2024 on Metal Blade Records. Runtime of 39 minutes and 8 seconds. The lineup is Johnny Davey, vocals. Alan Glassman, guitars. Nick Shinzelos on bass. And Tony Sansacindo on guitars. And I probably screwed up those names. I apologize, gentlemen. Naveen Copperwise did some drums. And it looks like they don't list who the producer was. So
it's probably Tracy.
Somebody from the band. Or Tracy.
Or Gabe. It's hard to say. Could have been either one of them.
Yeah, could have been anybody.
Could have been anybody. Could have been in ChatGPT.
Producer is Jason Sukoff.
Okay, thank you.
That's a made-up name.
That's Tracy's pseudonym. That's why I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he just knew. He's like, oh, you mean...
He knew how to say Tracy. It right away. Yeah. Obviously, it's Tracy.
It's clearly here's, Tracy. There's
here's
no doubt.
List of bands that Jason Sukoff has
that I know by heart.
Here we go. All That Remains, Motionless and Wise, August Burns Red, The Black Dahlia Murder, Chimera, Devil Driver, God Forbid, Trivium, Jopper Cowboy, Whitechapel.
I mean,
I'm not helping myself here.
You're not. You know, like, that's Newport Records.
Yeah, you're not talking me out of thinking that that's you, like, by listing those bands. But oh man, well, why did you pick this, Gabe? And what did you think, Tracy? I know there's like an old person who's been into this forever, and I don't know your history with the band, Gabe, where you're coming at me.
Well, I know this band because of Tracy. And
I'm calling that boat then. Okay.
So my thought was, this is a known quantity. Sure. And I also looked at the rest of the records this week, and I was like, we are sorely lacking in death metal this week. So
he's right.
We're gonna have to see what's going on here. Also, I mean, it kind of intrigued me when I learned that they hadn't actually released another album after that last one that we heard.
Sure.
So I was kind of going into it hoping that I was gonna find something familiar, mm-hmm. and find something that I liked. And I was not disappointed. I think I did a pretty good job for myself anyway. Yep. I can't say
you did
much
it.
For
you
anybody
did me
else.
A solid. I'm gonna say, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You did me a solid in this one for damn sure. Because I was excited to listen to something. Like, I knew it coming out, and I'd seen things online and stuff. Saying, oh, this sounds pretty baller. And I feel like it's weird outside of like the pivot they did between Demonocracy and Sun Eater. Like, every album just kind of builds off the album prior to it in kind of shape, form, or fashion. Because this album sounds like, okay, we did Sun Eater. How do we make it a little heavier? What's the next step in progression from Sun Eater? And this feels like a perfectly logical step coming from that album, because it gets a little more techy and it gets a little bit heavier than that album is. And you're just like, okay, I'm happy with this.
I'm not going to push back either. I also picked this album before I noticed Gabe had picked it and stuck it in the schedule. I'm like, oh, and you guys are like, oh, it's on there twice. Damn it. Because I liked those albums, particularly the more death metal-y they got. I was only irritated that Tracy tried to excise their death metal-iest album, which, as we just discussed, we'll circle back to. So I was pumped to see it on here. And we listened to this Building Bookshelves, and it was an album. But I agree with you, Tracy. I think you said it before we started recording that it was better with headphones. There's a lot of texture stuff happening. And
I kind of felt like that way, like when I was going, I'm like, I feel like this album just, it needs headphones because the bass is doing a lot of shit that wasn't coming through on there. The vocals just kind of, the noise we were making and everything else going on, it just kind of got lost in the mix.
Agreed.
So you're just really just hearing guitar, and that was it.
That's all I remember.
And there's, I was like,
guitar in here.
Yeah, it's like, it needs a little more. And then when I came into listening with headphones, like, oh yeah, this album fucking slaps. Like, I was glad to hear it with headphones.
That's good.
Quick. 39 minutes is boom.
Yeah,
boom,
it is
boom.
Quick. It's quick. I'm trying to read Ben's face that our viewers can't see as he strokes his beard. And I'm like, glad this is either going to be a murder or total indifference. It can go either way.
If you sort of peek you up, like, wow. And it just.
I know. I'm trying to read the body language here.
I mean, there is no will. I mean, I'm not as enamored with it as the three of you are. However, this has been a band that is kind of like, if you look at, I did not listen to Demonocracy because that was not in the blast that Tracy did. Considering it is the most death metal-y of the albums, I probably would have liked it. But if you look at the other four, it's like kind of a, it's a wave. Like one of their albums, I think, won't be all that good. Then the next one is, I think, is good. And this follows that pattern, although it doesn't drop as far as some of the others have. I'm not the biggest fan of the vocals on this, but whatever. It's death metal. It's not meant to have the best vocals. You just get spoiled when you listen to like Morbid Angel. But they do the job. The musicianship is really good. I just didn't think there were elements of songwriting that they had 10 years ago that they probably have pushed a little further, but just didn't capture me as well as the last album.
Yeah, I could piggyback on that and say I think that it's musically very, very good. And they are putting a lot of thought into, the structure of the songs, and the hooks are great. The kind of riffing is pretty excellent. I was a little bit surprised at how progressive it was, because I didn't really remember Sun Eater being as progressive. Yes, it is more technical, as Tracy was saying, but I also found it to be like proggier than the previous stuff. And again, I didn't go back and listen to it. Maybe that's why. But they didn't strike me as this proggy before.
Same. Especially because I listened to Demonocracy. It was not this. I was kind of, what? No, I'm
I
with
just
you,
remember, man. I remember it just like going from like deathcore and like metalcore type stuff into death metal. And like, occasionally. And that was one of the cool things too. Like, I thought that Dave's going to hate me, but this is sort of doing what Cattle Decap is doing, but a lot less annoying to me. Like, I think that it like is a lot less quirky and self-aware. And like, this is like more straight ahead and just like musically, awesome. And the bass is so tasty. Like, it's just so nasty what he's laying down on it. And
yeah, I agree with
that. There's a lot of places for me to hook in, and I'm not necessarily like a prog death guy, 100% of the way. I go in for like the silly slash like the sick end of death metal rather than the progressive and necessarily. So I don't know.
I was gonna say, I feel like part of it is their change, especially from Sun Eater, like that pivot at Sun Eater, I think comes in how much of a role Nick Shindizulos has in the songwriting, because I've listened to a couple other bands he's played with, and I saw one of them, Live Havoc, and he has a very similar guitar bass style in that as he does in Sun Eater and this. And I feel like how much of a role he has in the songwriting probably kind of dictated some of the change, I think, in style, because he played in Demonocracy, but I don't know much of that was written prior to him joining or not, because that came out early 2012 and he joined, I think, late 2010 or 2011.
I mean, lyrically, there's still a whole lot of cosmic horror on this album, like they had in Sun Eater. So I appreciate that. And I don't know, this might be something I did not listen to it on headphones. So maybe I should go back and listen to it on headphones and maybe I'll appreciate it more, like David and Tracy said. But, you know, I kind of think that if you program your album or sequence your album or like put stuff buried in the mix that you have to have headphones to listen to, that is a level of pretension that really, really goes to the proggy side of things that I don't know that I necessarily appreciate. But that could just be me too.
That was very tactfully put. I don't necessarily know. Shoots in the neck.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of more suited for the genre that they're doing, because they fully step into tech death with this album. Like Sun Eater, they kind of flirted with it. This, they're fucking tech death. I feel like I feel like they're closer to Archspire than they are Morbid Angel.
Maybe. I'm not disputing the tech death, but I don't know about the comparison you just made. I was hit much more by the progginess of it, like Gabe, than the techiness of it. But I guess there's some that Venn diagram, while not a circle.
You don't get bass like that in, like, I don't know, regular old death metal. You're not necessarily going to get that. Sure.
And tech death is, I feel like tech death is kind of like the Chuck Schnoder three steps. How much more can we push prog into death metal while keeping it death metal?
Sure. I don't know if the drumming wasn't quite. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I didn't record this album, but and I don't deny their tech death elements, a genre I pretend to hate but love and try to help
Tracy.
But yeah, as Gabe said, not to be broken record, I was struck much more by the progginess of this, which is, again, I'm usually the one who tolerates that the most when Tracy decides it's time to do it to us. The Dream Theater Mega Blast we get hit with, where it's 8 albums. It takes us 6 weeks to listen to them one time through.
That'd be fun.
Good times. Anyway, but it was good to see this band doing its thing. And I like the cosmic horror thing too. Again, not to just piggyback, but I'm a piggyback. And I did miss the deathcore, death metal back and forth thing a bit, but you can't just do the same thing forever. So 10 years is a long time.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's like not, you know, breakdowns per se on this. But it does slow down. And I feel like that's okay. It's fine. It works.
I was worried those checks weren't coming though, man. I don't know how it works with you and them and big hardcore, but songs, is that where we're at?
Yeah,
let's do it.
So. Let's do it, Tracy.
It's not my album. It's Gabe's album.
Oh my God, you're right. I keep forgetting because you are this album. That's like the third time. I was like, shit. I was
because he produced this album. He's, you know.
Exactly. He claims it. Sorry, Gabe.
So I'm going to say like all of them or basically just take the ride. I want to shout out Grinding Wheels, The Sun Gave Me Ashes, Into the Crystalline Crypts, and A Sorrow-Filled Moon. I think that run is fantastic.
I'm right there with you. All of them start to finish this album. Like I said earlier, I think it slaps.
I mean, who am I to disagree? Go ahead and take the ride. It's short enough and it's interesting enough. But, I mean, I think that if you're into this genre of music, you're going to find stuff on here because, like, the lyrics are cool. I'm not a huge fan of the singing, but the playing is immaculate. So take the ride.
I have so little to add, even less than usual. It starts a little slow. I do think it picks up more towards the middle. I think Etch and Bolivian is okay too, but ultimately 39 minutes is quite tight. And if one were willing to listen with headphones, so pretentious that is, it does have all kinds of cool bass things happening. And I think vocals are fine. But yeah, I wouldn't cherry pick up this. I would just fire it up.
Yep. All right.
Notieren.
Let's grade it.
Grade it. What do you think? Not Tracy.
I'm going to start us off pretty high with a 93. This is really, really cool.
Well, shit. Tracy? I'm just trying to say.
I was like, I have an A-92, and I was like, I thought that was going to be the high end. And I'm like, Okay.
Now it's a 99.
No. I'm going to leave it at a 92 because this album's definitely a strong album, but I just something about me going higher than an A- on my first like time with an album that it's got to be fucking game changer. And I don't know if this album's there yet, but it's definitely top album of the year so far for me.
Tracy, no one's going to ask you to marry this album.
I was going to. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't agree with Tracy's self-assessment of his grading scheme there. but I don't have the data back that up. That's a pure feel thing.
It's just vibes only, Ben.
Yeah, so totally vibes only.
It's vibes only.
I think it's subjective, I guess, to Tracy. The albums that he has given higher than an A- to his first time listening to them are game changers. So
what would you give this one? That. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't think this album is as good as Sun Eater. I gave Sun Eater an A-. I'm going to give this a B.
Because I liked Demonocracy that Tracy tried to hide from me, and because I like the death metal metalcore back and forth thing a little more than I like prog, I'm going to come exactly where Ben is at a B. I enjoy this album. It's cool. But for me, it's a B rather than a 92 trending towards 102, whatever's happening in Tracy's heart while his mind fights it down. But yeah, this is a solid B for me. It's good shit.
It's an average of 89. Would you buy this album? I mean, I would. Cover art alone.
I'm a completist, yeah, because I would have bought all those other ones. Yeah. I know it's a little lower. Usually I don't buy below B-, but this, I'll buy this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
All right, gentlemen, that brings it into the Cosmic Corner of Moon Healer. Up next, courteous Ben for his pick of March. It's going to be Motorhead Overkill.
It's a new album, y'all. Excited.
It is indeed a new album. So
amazing.
I'm not.
Hey, if you haven't heard it, it's new to you.
Exactly. It is new to me. I don't know.
It's
it
new
all.
To me.
That's going to be new to me, too.
Well, that's happening.
I mean, what's newer in life than retro 70s stuff? So
It's Ben. What Ben is doing is the cottagecore equivalent of metal right now.
Yeah, it's Libbycore. I've gone full Libbycore is what I've done.
What is happening? Damn it, 2024. What have you done to Thunderdome?
It's the cottagecore coming for you, Dave.
Yeah. Man, I need to brand that.
Better cottagecore than Lorna Shore, am I right? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my god, yeah. Stone.
I got no Glockenspiel, we ain't got no deal, as has always been said by people. So, well, damn. Well, thanks for picking this album, not Tracy.
I know. Definitely thanks for Ben for Gabe picking this album.
What? Don't blame this on Ben.
No, definitely thanks to Gabe for picking this album. I misspoke. No.
Gabe picked it, and then I picked it, not knowing Gabe picked it.
You're welcome.
Kick ass. So we're doing Motorhead. We're alive. We're getting jobs for Cowboys. Affirmative action.
Indeed. Good times, bro.
Don't you die on me, Tracy.
Nope. Not going to.
Mission too important.
Thunderdome, better reviews.
Talk about a way of going out just dying on the podcast.
Please leave that in. That needs...